This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry from Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Yes, we made the drive. Yes, it was worth it because the scenery is beautiful both inside and outside. Lots of televisions. If you're in and about in the 409 and you want to have a great place to get some great food and watch some games tonight while listening to Fred and AJ and the Blitz as well after us, come on in. I-10, right off I-10 in Beaumont, Twin Peaks. Really good spot, really clean, nice, and good scenic views.
Yeah, and you know, the what I like is that the girls are friendly here.
Uh-huh.
When you come and you hang out, I've seen them sitting down talking to folks that they're serving. They're nice and friendly.
Without question.
And good looking. So that's a win-win. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you go to certain places and the girls might be all right.
Snooty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just because you drew a heart on my receipt, that's not the best part of...
No.
Like, that's... Yeah, you're not getting a big tip for the heart. Like, I can, that's not, all right, I won't, I'm going to say things I'll probably regret.
Yeah, no question about it.
I know you were going to do the audio thing, but I wanted to ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Did you see the story about the matador that got 11 inches of bullhorn in his butt?
I was going to say, please don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I did not see the story, but it does not sound comfortable.
Yeah, and they actually have video of it. It happened in Mexico City. Antonio Romero was gored. The bull gored him in the rectum, damn near killed him.
That's a joke that you stole from a movie.
That's like an old, it's called a stock joke.
Okay.
It's like if you can't think of anything, you just yell out, rectum, damn near killed him. But yeah, so he, one thing that I saw said he basically had to get his butt reconstructed. And you thought football was violent.
Moon River.
Like.
Using the whole horn doc?
Like, I would
That's not good.
I would much rather have to have my knee reconstructed.
You think? Than your
colon. Than my butt.
Than your colon?
Yeah. I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand how bullfighting is that popular.
Yeah.
I know it's wildly popular, like in Mexico City and Spain and stuff like that. But that doesn't seem as now if that I guess that's like the equivalent of a wreck in NASCAR. If the matador gets, you know, horned in the hole.
Only in NASCAR they just put the car back together. A little more difficult in the matador's case.
Sometimes they get broken, you know?
Man.
But, yeah, 11 inches of bullhorn, and he had to go to the – and there's video of it. And I'm not one of those dudes that can watch, like, disgusting videos. It makes me sick. Like, if I – you ever see, like, where they'll show someone that breaks their arm? I can't watch those because it'll freak me out. I'll go home and, like, start drinking a lot of milk and eating calcium pills, and I freak out. Yeah, well,
If you're ever bored then
– Yeah.
YouTube
– Nope.
Sean Livingston's knee
– Nope.
And – Andrew Bogut's elbow. Those are really tame videos.
Worst thing I ever saw live was back when AJ and I had the cage door. I was on the mats at a jiu-jitsu tournament taking pictures. And a kid got his arm snapped in half between his elbow and his shoulder. And it was a spiral snap, so it just fell limp. And I was on the picture. I was on the mats taking pictures of the match next to it. And I heard the snap, and I turned around, and you just saw his arm hanging. And this is also when I was just getting ready to start. I had just started rolling. I had just started taking jiu-jitsu lessons and learning, and I freaked out. And that ruined me. Kind of like when I was telling the story about getting hit in the eye, I was unable to bat after that in baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I saw that, I'm not lying. I went home, and I bought like 3 gallons of milk. And I started taking
calcium
pills. Yeah, I started taking calcium pills, and I didn't last very long at jiu-jitsu because that always stuck in my head. Anytime someone would just get my arm, I was tapping because I was like, you're not spiral breaking my arm right there in the middle. That was nasty.
Worst one I ever saw was we were playing in a city league game in a church, and a guy that played in college, pretty good, pretty skilled player, went driving down the lane and tried to plant real hard and elevate and just started screaming. And when he hit the ground, we all were like, are you okay? And immediately one of the guys on our bench started calling for an ambulance because his Achilles not only snapped, but it rolled up. It was rolling up his leg.
Yeah. Like in the cartoons when they pulled the shade up.
And then he also said his knee, and we're just like, I was done looking at it at that point.
Yeah,
like,
I saw a buddy break his leg in softball. And like, if I break something, there's going to be some crying involved. I'm just telling you now.
Ever broken a bone?
Dislocated my elbow.
But never broken anything.
Never broken a bone, knock on wood. But if it happens, yeah, there's going to be some crying involved. But this dude snapped his leg in half and just laid there. Like, he tried to walk on it, and it just crumbled, and he just fell over. And he just laid there. And then the EMS shows up, and they're getting ready to set him up and everything. And one of the EMS guys trips and falls on the leg that's broke. And then he started screaming. He's cussing the dude. I was like, bro, you're a bad EMS if you're falling on the broke patient. That's not good.
One of the worst ones on video, too, aside from the two that I mentioned to you. And the good thing about it was in both cases, the trainer threw a towel almost immediately.
Over it?
Over it. So you couldn't see like how distorted it was. But, like, if you ever go back to and look at Sam Bowie, the guy that the Blazers took instead of Michael Jordan, and he was known for having very weak bones in his legs.
Yeah.
And thank God he had a calf sleeve on because his leg snapped, literally snapped between the knee and the ankle, and he went to lift it up with his arms. And if not for the calf sleeve, the bottom part of the leg was just like, it looked like it was just going to fall off.
Ugh.
Just not a pretty sight.
God, that makes me sick. Yeah, see, I can't watch stuff like that. I don't want to see stuff like that.
So you've watched Faces of Death?
You know what? As a kid, I did watch Faces of Death. I don't know why. That was like the cool thing to do back then.
Yeah, it was.
Was to go down to Blockbuster or down even like, this was back when Blockbuster was taking over, but there was a lot of mom and pop video stores at the front of every neighborhood.
Yep.
And we would sneak down there and rent Faces of Death. That was a big deal for some reason.
It was.
Kind of stupid now that you look back on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just called the internet now.
That's just YouTube.
That's like whatever.
Right now.
Yeah.
All right, so Barry and I are here at Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Nick's back at headquarters. We are rolling along after us. Fred, AJ, and the Blitz will be taking over here until 7 o'clock. Great spot in Beaumont if you're in the 409 area code. Stop by, grab a table, get some food, and, of course, all those NCAA games are on tonight as well. So fun to be had by all. And all of us will be at Pinkerton's Barbecue in the Heights tomorrow as well. So make sure and stop in if you can, and we'll put some faces with names. Otherwise, make sure you're part of the show, 713-780-ESPN for calls and texts. And also hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5. Skill 80% gear, be 100%
clear, because why you was ill. ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Joel, let's give something away. Let's give away tickets to a concert at the rodeo because it is rodeo time, Houston. All right, so you can win a pair of tickets to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to see Dierks Bentley Friday, March 24th at Energy Stadium. Great music, wild rodeo action, shopping, a huge carnival, and more almost every day at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tickets are $18. You can get tickets at Houston at rodeohouston.com. Excuse me. The giveaway is brought to you by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So if you want to go see Dierks Bentley on March 24th, we'll take the fifth caller. We'll win tickets to 713-780-3776. Fifth caller, win tickets, Dierks Bentley, March 24th.
There you have it.
There you go.
The gifts that we just keep on. We not only give you quality entertainment every day, but we give you the opportunity to have, you know, Raising Cane's, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal food.
Yep.
And we're giving away those $25 gift cards periodically. Those
I've got for this, I might do it tomorrow.
Okay.
And then next week as well, I've got passes to whatever fest to give away.
That's right. I heard you lining up that deal.
Yeah, the guy that the big boss has told me that I can give away four pairs of passes to whatever fest over the next couple weeks. So
you and David Gow? Oh, no, that's right.
Not that, yeah. The whatever fest big boss game.
Yeah.
Jason Price? Yeah. So we'll be doing that, too. I'll give away some tomorrow, as a matter
that's
of
awesome.
Fact. Yeah.
You see how the projected rule changes that are being proposed right now?
I like
in the
it.
NFL?
I
do
like
you like it?
I do. I like it. I like the fact that the NFL is finally like, you know what? It seems like everyone's a little pissed off at the commercials and maybe we need to do things a little bit different. So I like it.
I'll tell you this.
We should tell everyone.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into it.
The different changes so they know what
Granato
we're talking about.
Granato and Sean were getting into a lot of it. And so I don't want to rehash too much and bore you guys. But, I mean, the main thing is to try and speed up the game. And one of them is to shorten commercial breaks. But to me, that was the one that didn't make sense from the standpoint of there's no way they're going to give away money and give back money because they do make so much money. But we talk about it all the time. If we miss a game or if I'm watching one game, if I'm watching the Packers and tape the Texans or vice
versa.
You watch
the Packers? What?
Yeah, it's shocking, right? But you could – literally, that's why the NFL, the Sunday Ticket has those game fast tracks where you can go back and watch a full game in like an hour.
Yep.
All you got to do is take out the commercial breaks. Like when I DVR it and then go back, it's amazing how fast I can watch an NFL game when you realize how much is game action and how much is just talk, crap, and commercials.
Well, here's some of the things that they said. For example, next week clubs will vote on changes to centralized replay.
Yep.
Instead of a fixed sideline monitor, they'll give tablets to the ref,
yep,
who can review the play with along with the officiating headquarters in New York, which New York will still have the final decision. They talked about regarding game times, instituting a play clock following the extra point when television doesn't take a break, and consider instituting a play clock after a touchdown. They're also going to standardize the clock after a runner goes out of bounds and standardize halftime links in all games so that they get back to action as quick as possible. And, yeah, they've talked about reducing the number of commercial breaks as well and the frequency of commercial breaks. They said, we also want to give broadcast partners increased flexibility to avoid untimely breaks in the action. So I think it's good because this is what a lot of people were complaining about.
It's good, but the last three aren't going to fly. Simply because the networks are going to push back and go, if you're going to try and consolidate and tighten up halftime, when again, that's where there's no game to be taken into consideration where you've got your time constrained. That's where they're going to push back and say, probably not, because that's where we're making a lot of our money back because we're paying such exorbitant fees to get the rights to the games.
My big beef, yes, there were a lot of commercial breaks, but my big beef that I had last year and the last couple of years is I couldn't stand when there was a score, they would go to break, they would come back, kick off, it's a touchback.
Go to another break.
And then go to another break
again. I'm with you
on
that.
And so they're trying to address that, and that's what they're talking about, the flexibility. They're saying, look, you know, we realize that that's a pain in the ass for you guys, so we'll do better to fix that so that that doesn't happen.
Right.
And that's to the networks as well. So, because you might lose. I mean, you may not want to go, break by break like that, but – think about how many people may not come back or may not switch back right away. So I think it's a good thing, and I'm all for that because that's one of those things that's if you're instituting, rules to increase touchbacks because you think that kickoff returns are dangerous for the players and the game, then why go to a break if you know it's going to be a touchback anyways? It never made sense to me.
Well, and the other thing that sticks out to me is if you're going to still go back to New York – I don't care if the officials have a tablet or not, right? Because even if they're speedy and they get to see everything, if it's still up to the jurisdiction in New York,
yep,
they're the ones that always take the longest. And most cases, like the NBA, it's not the only game they're watching. So sometimes they might be on something else, and it takes forever, and that's what drags it out as much as anything, too. So,
and they're also they're also looking at banning the extra point leap, which became pretty popular last year, where guys would leap over the offensive line.
Yeah.
So they're looking at banning that. And they're also going to come out with some educational, and I'm making air quotes, some educational videos that show what a proper and improper celebration is to better educate the players.
Ask Martellus Bennett what he thinks about
it. Yeah.
That.
So, I mean, those are all things that the NFL is looking to do and vote on. And that doesn't mean that everything is going to be approved and in play, but those are some of the changes that are on the table for the NFL.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm good with most of that stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm all
I
for
really
speeding
am.
Up games, but just don't mess with the integrity of the game,
What are you talking about? That's the integrity of the game was messed up 15 years ago,
just like, but
when
from,
they started,
the
when you couldn't touch
of,
the quarterback,
all of a sudden,
you can't return the ball on a kickoff. Like, they've already done that.
Rushing the field, rushing on a kick and being able to do that, and it started working last year. Don't take away I understand one thing if you try to protect for injury, but that – I mean, look, that's not going to do anything for timing from a timing standpoint. I mean, that's – and again, remember the Saints game last year that they lost that they were going to win because of the blocked field goal that went all the way back for the points?
Yep.
That's – if it's working and it's part of the game, don't mess with that. I just think leave that alone.
Yeah, I don't understand that rule. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why they want to. I guess it's safety.
It was initially safety concerns.
Well, I know that the rule about you can't crash into a dude with his head down, like
right.
the long snapper,
right.
that was a safety
right.
thing. But jumping over them, as long as you don't touch them, I don't see what the problem is. Now, maybe it had something to do with, what was his name? They got injured on a kick in, I forget his damn name. But kicker got injured on a, when Richard Sherman. Blocked the kick when they...
Oh, right. After the penalty kept going.
Right. So maybe it has something to do with, well, they're trying to prevent injury because if a guy comes unblocked like that, leaving over the line, there's
unabated
the potential... there's the potential that he hits the kicker as he blocks it and injures the kicker. So maybe that's what it is. But he's a kicker.
I was going to say, credit to the guy if he gets it right? Because if he gets it wrong, it's a penalty and it could put him in a precarious position. But if they get the timing right and the guy's able to jump over the line and not touch anybody and he can get unabated to the kicker, more power to him, man. It's part of the game. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the NFL can get by there because it's just like with baseball. I mean, and you and I touched on this even with the intentional walk and the stuff we were talking about today with the rules changes they were screwing with the World Baseball Classic. I get it. You're trying to speed up the game, but at some point, you know, don't go too far because there's only so much you can do. Baseball is not a fast-paced game, and it never will be. I'm all for, you know, looking at different ways to do this, but again, with the integrity of the game, yeah, maybe it happens once in a blue moon, but someone that can't throw four wide to give an intentional walk, sometimes they may throw it away. But
yeah, that's like one out of 5,000.
Like I said, a blue moon, but
yeah. Somebody on the text said they wanted me to post Yancey's picture on Facebook. No. I'm not. No.
Are they friends of yours on Facebook?
I don't know who it is. They just texted the show. Just go to Twitter. At Barry is funny. Go. If you want to see the pictures, they're on my Twitter account. Go get them there. I'm not. Because I don't. Like, I every once in a while, I'll have a listener send me a Facebook request, a friend request on Facebook. And I never accept those. Because I try to keep that friends and family.
I do too.
So, yeah, Twitter all day, every day, you know. But, yeah, so if you want to see Yancey in all her glory, go hit up Twitter.
And I will say yesterday, during yesterday's discussion, the reason why I own Node was when you kept baiting the caller to send in Maurice Jones-Drew.
He did.
He did
it.
He did.
But I just wanted him to DM the pic to me so I could see. And she wasn't that bad.
He didn't even send it to you.
Yeah, he sent it to you. But she wasn't that bad. I mean, she was healthy.
You're like, I was afraid to forward it to you because then it would be like, am I
You just didn't want Lisa to think you were out there busting slumps.
No, that had nothing to do with it. She's smarter than that.
All
right, speaking of that, we hear the music, so we might as well get to it. We got a half hour left in the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. We're at I-10 in Beaumont. At the Twin Peaks location. Please stop in and see us. And like I said, come in after work, grab a table, get some food and drink, watch some games, listen to Fred and AJ, make it a night. Great place, great TVs, and great food. We'll be back with much more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's a little Blink 182, all the small things. Blink 182, center stage at the rodeo tonight. That's right. The Houston Livestock Stock Show and Rodeo is going on, and you could be there for just $18. You can see Blink 182 tonight. You can get all that rodeo action, do some shopping. Of course, all the great food and the carnival fun. You can bring the whole family or just a bunch of friends and have a good time for less than $20. So get to RodeoHouston.com and get your tickets for Blink 182 and or for any of the other shows at Rodeo Houston throughout. I believe that ends on Sunday night. So
the rodeo
still
does?
Going for a while. Yeah, it seems like it's flown by.
Boy, I have really enjoyed
not going.
Yeah.
That's not nice to say.
I'm not a big crowds guy. But I'm going to go to the carnival.
You're going to go to whatever fest. Which
yeah,
is
I'm on stage.
Crowded.
I'm not in the crowd.
You're
I get to walk around. No, I get to stay backstage drinking free water because I'm fancy and I'm special. And I get free bottles of water, but not the big ones, like just the little miniature ones.
Specials are different.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I don't have to be in the crowd. I'm on stage. I don't mind that. But I will at some point. Nora and I, and probably my sister-in-law Nancy, will all go to the carnival and eat a lot of fried foods. That's going to happen at some point. So
you're not going to ride the less than safe rides?
No. Nora's not a big roller coaster kind of gal.
Okay.
So no. I know. We've got a lot of really, really important sports things to get to.
Yes.
Sorry, I tried to say that with a safe, yes. Straight face. But something weird has happened.
All right.
And I don't know if maybe you're trolling me or punking me or who is doing it.
I would do that to you.
Yeah.
No, that might happen the other way.
No.
But that's not happening from me.
I know you got revenge in your heart.
Oh, of course.
I know you got a lot of hate in that heart.
Oh, you're. I don't know how you know that either, but go ahead.
All of a sudden, I've started someone. I don't know if maybe they used my email by mistake. But someone signed me up for BeNaughty.com. Yesterday, I got an email that was like, click here to confirm your registration for BeNaughty.com. And I was like, hell no. What now? Let me see what this looks like first before. So you're telling me I have an account and an excuse in case the wife sees it. I didn't sign up for that. So I go to BeNaughty.com just to look. I mean, nothing special, but I get now. So that was yesterday, and I just deleted it. I was like, that's probably just someone that, you know, because I get that sometimes where I'll get an email from, like, Claire Laminack in South Carolina. Yeah. You registered on Etsy. And I'm like, what? So Claire obviously put a space instead of a period or something when she was doing her Gmail account. Okay. But now I just got an email that Sukeji from Panama City wants to start a chat with me.
On a different website or the same one?
From BeNaughty.com. And it says, I am from Panama City looking for a man. And I kind of want to see what's going on now. I kind of want to know why Sukeji is wanting to be naughty. I wonder what my profile picture looks like.
You get friendly with her, and then the little sookie now.
I mean, I'm guessing. I'd be willing to bet $100 that it's just a big fat dude somewhere like Indonesia.
In his boxers, just
no, just yeah, in Indonesia, just running a scam. But I'm still kind of curious. There's that 1% of me that's like, what if Sukeji's hot? Like, you don't know. Panama City's got some hot chicks, right? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not declaring as much as I'm asking.
I would bet that they do.
Because I'm guessing it's not Panama City, Florida, you think?
Well, then they'd have hot chicks temperature-wise because they're all, like,
well, now,
out
I didn't
AARP
think about,
and over 70.
There's a link to Sukeji's profile that I go. I wonder where this takes
you
me.
You are clicking on it, too, aren't you?
I swear to God, if I get some sort of virus. Oh, hi. Yeah, Florida. A woman, 22 years old, from Panama City, Florida, less than 25 miles from me. What?
Guess that's that condo you've been always wanting to buy, or that land in swampland in Florida?
Yeah, personal info. Okay, so the picture of her is her in yoga pants. I'm gonna tweet this picture out. But she's grabbing her crotch for some reason. It's very suggestive. But they go through on Be Naughty and tell you, oh, my God, I have 65 messages. What the hell?
Sure, you're blaming this one on me.
I'm going to be so naughty this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I've got 65 requests 14 activities. What the hell have I been doing?
Half of them want tickets to whatever fest. That's what they're that's what they're getting for you.
What the hell have I been doing that I've got 14 notices? But they could tell you, like, I guess you can look up if they have piercings, hair color. I wonder if it's just up there.
Their website hit rate just went up.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's a spike in Houston, Texas.
This is kind of creepy and kind of interesting. I feel like
I'm enjoying it. You're going to dump it off on me or someone got signed you up.
I feel like I'm doing something naughty. Like I'm. There's a hot button on here too. I don't know what that does, but I may have to click that in a little bit.
I didn't mean to
get us off track. I just thought that was weird. I just started getting emails from benaughty.com for no reason.
That is a little bit awkward and odd, but I'm still not.
What's your email? I'm going to sign you up.
See, I'm not quite sure that this wasn't a self-inflicted wound, if you know
it's
what I mean.
Not, why would I bring it up that way?
Because you've got an excuse and you can tell your wife, hey, see, I even talked about it on the air. I didn't do this.
I really need to see. Check out who has messaged you. I have 23 messages.
Good luck with the spam that follows you clicking on all those links.
Yeah. What is this? This is
This was like when we
awesome.
Were
awesome. I'm just waiting to see if I get like a breast shot.
Well, but what's funny was one of our friends in junior high thought that would be funny if, like, remember you used to get the subscription cards in the mail that says bill me later?
Uh-huh.
And they used to do that and do like Playboy and Penthouse and everything like that. And I'm like, dude, joke's on you. Because they showed up at the house, and if I was the one getting the mail that day, it doesn't make any difference. I'm not paying, and I got free porn.
I've got two inbox messages from DSADFWDFF. Do you think that's real? Do you think that's a name?
Well,
and the other – oh, I just got another message. Guys, I'm killing the game over here. This is amazing. Like, Be Naughty is where it's going down. But I also got a message from Boy Jalon. Who's a female?
No way.
Yeah. Well, what the hell are you? Why is boy in the name?
That's like I said. The only Yancies I know are dudes. But somehow today, that theory was changed.
All right. This is weird. I've got to log out of this and save that for
later.
Was
it really?
I mean, close that. Get rid of that. I'm not going to check that out. I'm not looking at that.
Is that why it's still open?
No.
You just reduced the browser, but it's not gone?
No, I need to I need to make sure that I look at that in incognito mode.
Yeah.
That was the mistake I made as I opened it in regular browser mode. Next time it'll be incognito.
You being the expert at IT should have already been able to...
Not looking at porn, mind you. IT.
Squad should have buried that one.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So if you want to be a part of the show, 713-780-ESPN. Text us, call us, or hit us up on Twitter. We check the Twitter regularly throughout the show. It's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
I got what you need. Shorty, what you want. I got what you need.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Joel and Barry from Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. We're about to turn it over to Fred and AJ, who are here as well. They're going from 4 to 7. Nick back at headquarters holding down the fort till he turns it over to Jung. All of us tomorrow at Pinkerton's in the Heights. If you want some good barbecue and some good sports talk and other things, stop by and see us. Meet us in person. We'd love to see you. Be there all day as we were today here down in Beaumont. You are still dabbling.
No. I was trying to unsubscribe or going. I went to the back to the website to see if I needed to delete it. I'm going to figure that out. Somebody asked if I was going to be here until 7. No, I'll be here until 6, though. AJ and I row together, so I can't leave until they're done.
Oh, you guys are abbreviated tonight because of the tournament?
Yeah, 6, right?
So don't
four
let me misrepresent
six.
The Blitz. 4 to 6,
not 4
today.
To 7.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, are we going to the big-ass crawfish bash on April 1st? You going to that, Joel?
Were we invited or no? I didn't know anything.
I think
about
we
it.
Just got an invite. No, that's the weekend of whatever fest, so I will not be there.
Okay.
Somebody said they went to Be Naughty and looked at my profile picture and it's Harambe.
Jeez. El Jefe's been at work. So you blame me. Yeah. El Jefe set the whole thing up.
I bet he did. I wouldn't put it past him. That kid has more free time and brains than should be allowed by law.
He has some talent in the social media department, especially in terms of adding pictures and things and memes. And he might want to look into that as a career instead of all that Houston Community College stuff downtown.
Somebody also texted earlier when I said I was making air quotes. Somebody said, nice air quote fingers, Barry. Who is judging me here? I want to know who is judging my air quoting skills.
I gave you credit for actually using what? Telling everybody you did the air quotes. Most people wouldn't do that.
Well, then it wouldn't make sense.
Doesn't make any difference.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah, we got one segment left to go. Nick's got some audio pulled up, and I hate doing this because I know it chaps your ass, but
damn it.
This guy is like a cockroach. He won't go away. He keeps,
you keep bringing him up.
You think he's gone. He comes back. But this audio – I give Stephen A. Smith credit for taking on LeVar
Don't
Ball.
Don't do that either. That's the part that pisses me off.
By trying to put him on the spot at least a little bit. And you're right. That, you know, in a lot of ways, it's easy to dislike both of them. But little back and forth as Stephen A. tries to call LeVar Ball on the carpet a little bit today.
Your point about LeBron and the kids and all of that stuff, even though I agree with LeBron to some degree. But my question to you would be, what do you say when people like myself and others listen to your comments and we say, that doesn't seem to be about your kids. It seems to be about you. That your sons, Lonzo is spectacular, and LiAngelo and LaMelo, they're going to be spectacular, it appears. But it appears to be more about you than about them. And you're not thinking about that and how that could potentially have a negative effect on them. What do you say to that?
It's not going to be a negative effect because I feel that everybody has their own opinion. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is I don't have to make it about me. Those are my boys. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, if everybody's looking at Lonzo play, don't worry about me. I'm not even on the court. But they say, the guy tells me, he says, man, you know what? You're bigger than your son's playing. That's because you're watching the wrong thing. Now, negativity sells. Nobody don't want to hear all this good stuff.
No, that's accurate.
So Lonzo good as heck, but I got the big mouth. Mm-hmm. So everybody want to quiet me up. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It ain't going to happen.
Good Tell Lord. You what, man, this goes back to me about a dad trying to cash in on his kids, and it goes all the way back to like Macaulay Culkin, where he got into that really ugly deal where mom and dad were like trying to take all the money. And
I just think it's ironic that Stephen A. Smith is trying to somehow lecture someone about making it all about himself when it took 7 minutes to ask the question. He literally loves to hear himself talk. That's all he loves to do, because he could have asked the question in one single sentence. Why do you? What's your response to people that say you're making this all about you and not the kids? That's literally how you could ask that question, but he rambled for 2 minutes because he's just as guilty as Mr. Ball is.
Hey, he loves to hear his own voice, that's for sure. I mean, we could have run his promo for the station coming out of it and just said you're listening to ESPN 98.5.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, too, that Mr. Ball was saying that it's not about the kids. These are my kids. Or he said, it's not about me. These are my kids. Yeah, well, just that statement, rather than just saying they're in.
Well,
they're,
it'd be interesting.
I mean, you're making it about you
yeah,
every time.
It'd be interesting to know what Mr. Ball does for a living, and if he plans on doing that for
a
long
a
period of
trainer.
Time. Okay, and there you go. And instead of being a personal trainer, he's pretty much figuring that if he does his part in this and cashes in the way he plans on it, he'll never be a personal trainer again.
I don't know. I don't care if we ever talk about the dude ever again. And I know we kind of have to, but of all the – I would rather talk about Tony Romo stealing the MVP from James Harden – then talk about the Ball family ever again.
I see what you did.
Like, yeah, it's just that's one of those things where the more run that he gets, the more he's going to continue to do it. And when guys like Stephen A. Smith put him on the air, and then we all have to go and make a comment about it because he said something bombastic, it's just further that machine, that pub machine that he does, just keeps on rolling.
But again, and your analogy on Twitter was the best because of the fact that Skip Bayless is the same way, and
yep.
Because this guy has found a vehicle in his children to try and put himself in the public's mouth every day and in their eyesight and on their television screens. Excuse me. And he's just trying to make it about him. He may say otherwise, but you can't deny. This is why outlandish quote after outlandish quote comes out of his mouth, because every day it's about him.
Bro, it's the same thing that it's the same reason why shows like First Take and what's the other horrible show from
the Undisputed.
Is it Undisputed?
It's no. Shannon Sharp and Skip, right?
I don't think it's called Undisputed.
Yeah, it's Undisputed.
It?
Yeah, it's Undisputed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Those, I mean, that's all they are, is just who can outlandishly talk over the other one,
but it's,
and say the craziest things to get people. It's literally
from a Skip Bayless standpoint.
Hold on,
though.
It's the equivalent. It is the TV equivalent of internet clickbait. That's all those shows are.
Because
that's it.
Skip's only doing it for ratings. He puts stuff out there.
Stephen A. Smith is only doing it for ratings.
Right, and I'm saying, but from LeVar Ball's perspective, it's about trying to cash in as quickly as possible on trying to make a better life for himself as well as his kids. And like we talked about with McHale, the thing that he's going to be up against is he's putting his kids in a situation where they're going to get their ass beat.
Well, but I think he's putting the cart before the horse. How about you let at least one of your sons taste a little success in the NBA before you start this major marketing campaign that you're on? He hasn't even played a single second in the NBA yet.
Well, and he's going to be a top five pick, he's going to cash in, but
great.
We don't know how he's going to play,
and
right?
Plenty of top five picks are busts. So he's way ahead of where he should be with those kids. You know, just let them get a year of college each before you start pumping them up.
And that's all they're going to stay. But the two other kids, the jury's still out. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, Stephen A. was quick to point out that all three of them are going to end up being, you know, fantastic. You don't know that.
Hefe said, I got a big mouth. I think LeVar stole one of Barry's pickup lines. That's so wrong on so many levels, El Hefe. I don't know why I read your tweets. I hate you.
But, you know, we had a good time here at Twin Peaks. It's been a lot
of fun.
We're going to try and make a prerequisite now that we got no balls, no more balls.
What?
No more balls in your mouth in terms of talking about.
What are you talking about, Joel?
You don't want to talk about the balls on air anymore?
Are you on Be Naughty? What are you doing?
I'm just asking you a question, man.
This sounds like you're reading a profile from Be Naughty. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, you're the one that's got the computer open, not me. I'm just saying, if you're still looking at that stuff, then there's other things. You got 2 hours to kill while AJ gets done with the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit at the bar and mac on Be Naughty.
Special thanks to the whole crew out here at Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont, for being out here with us all day and taking care of everything from the electronics to the giveaways. And Fred and AJ are sitting behind us, ready to take over and take you till 6, up until NCAA basketball again. If you got nothing to do in the Beaumont area or you're just getting off of work, stop by Twin Peaks, I-10 in Beaumont. Get a table, get some food, watch some games, make it a night. It is a great place. Again, thanks to Nick Sharara back at headquarters. We will be at Pinkerton's Barbecue tomorrow in the Heights, as will all the other shows. So please stop by and join us. And as always, tune in ESPN 97.5 Monday through Friday.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.